And we are back. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. We're in the Washington State Convention Center for the 2017 edition of Build. We are here to talk about NetStandard and what it has to do with XAML and the kind of application we build. So why don't you introduce yourselves, tell us who you are and what you do, although you don't need any introduction, but some people might need it. Go ahead.
Scott Hunter, Director of Program Management at Microsoft on the .NET platform.
Fantastic.
Miguel de Casa, and I run engineering for Xamarin, the platform, and Visual Studio for Mac.
Fantastic.
And I'm Tim Heuer. I'm one of the program managers on the Windows UI platform.
Fantastic. So let's start out with NetStandard when it has to do with UI and what we do with XAML. So what is NetStandard? Let's start with you, Scott.
Yeah, so last year at Build, we introduced this concept of .NET Standard. And what it was there's a lot of .NETs out there. There's Mono, there's .NET,
right.
There's .NET Core, and there's also other platforms like UWP that we built.
Sure.
We have all these different .NETs that we built over time, and they all had different APIs inside of them. And so as part of the .NET team, we wanted to actually step back and say, you know what, as the .NET team, we should actually be saying, here is the API sets that .NET adheres to. And the benefit to the customer is, if we say all .NETs have to implement these APIs, then it makes a developer's job much easier to take code from their Xamarin app and copy it into their UWP app, or copy code from their ASP.NET app on .NET Framework into their ASP.NET app on .NET Core. So it makes interoperating and moving code around, you know, a lot easier. Last year at Build, we introduced all of that. Mm-hmm. And the first preview of .NET Standard 2, which takes the intersection of all the APIs in Xamarin and the APIs in .NET Framework, whatever the commonality there, and puts that into .NET Standard, which is basically we added 20,000 APIs
wow.
on top of what we shipped last June. And more importantly, if you look at the NuGet package gallery, about 75% of all the code there is .NET Standard 2 compliant, meaning that it would run on .NET Standard 2.
That's awesome.
The stuff that won't run is going to be stuff that's probably WinForms or WPF or something that's specific to a platform because it's actually taking a platform feature versus the .NET Standard, which is across the entire
So Miguel, you coming from Xamarin, mm-hmm. what does NetStandard mean to you? Because one of the things that to me was amazing was your ability to get C# code to run across iOS, Android,
right.
and Windows. What does NetStandard mean for you?
Well, it's a good observation. We also had our own, what we call the mobile profiles of .NET.
That's right.
Right. And the mobile profiles were, we essentially adjusted .NET to ways that made sense on the platform, and we kept the APIs that made sense on the platform. So what is nice about .NET Standard, it's essentially we've said, we've agreed that there's a common set of functionality that needs to be available across every platform. And it's really headless, right? It doesn't know anything about UI, doesn't know anything about web servers, doesn't know anything about IoT devices. It is the subset that you would use. So if you target .NET Standard, you know that your code will run on every environment, right? So it might be you might be using it on a UI, you might be using it on an embedded device, might be a web application. It doesn't really matter, right? So it is a mechanism for sharing code. And it's an evolution of different approaches that we've taken over the years. And this is the most polished, the most reusable, it's kind of industrial grade packaging, right? So it's we've productized it to the point that it is a drop-in replacement, and now you can target this thing and get everywhere.
Before my understanding was that the profiles were really an intersection of what was available
right.
across it. And so it was like some weird union
yes.
that just happened by accident.
We don't like to talk about the profiles. It's, it's a chapter in our life. It's like
we
when you're a teenager.
Like
there's a part of your teenage years that...
You don't want to talk about it.
I was going to say portable class libraries are the same way. As if you had a portable class library, the more frameworks you selected,
right?
the less stuff you actually got.
Pickles.
I know how to call it. Yeah, it's true. I remember one time I was like, I'll just select everything. And it's like, no, you won't.
You can use system.string.
You can use string.
Yeah.
String.format works everywhere.
But what is cool is that .NET Standard, if I understand this right, let's see if I is a way of saying this is the standard. And then was there some work to get everything to match that standard? Like was there work for NetFX, for example, and there work for Mono to get it all to match the standard?
There was work for .NET Core because .NET Core, when we shipped it last June, had a very limited set of APIs.
Right.
So for .NET Core, we had to go implement 20,000 APIs mm-hmm. to actually bring .NET Core up to .NET Standard.
I see.
Two.
Yeah.
Well, was there work for Xamarin to get it to match Net Standard?
It was already done.
We were already done, but when we talk about the industrialization of this, right, we had to productize it. So it's not only the APIs, right? That is one view. There's the tooling that goes with
it. Of course.
The packaging. So there was work that needed to be done in the IDE so that the IDE does the right thing, packages the right thing. So there was work in that area,
right?
And there's testing involved and all these things. So yes, we didn't have to add the APIs, but we are part of the process to deliver an industrial solution, right? So there's work there.
But then something happened, because I understand the unification of the API, but then something happened with Xamarin Forms that to me was pretty revolutionary in the sense that XAML now, you could use the same XAML to pretty much target iOS, Android, and Windows Phone.
Well, yes. And in fact, we've taken Xamarin Forms to macOS as well. So now you can target.
Nice.
Well, there's three mobile, right? UWP, Android, iOS, and Tizen that was announced by Samsung. And then we've added Mac. We are having a demo later today of WPF and Linux. So essentially, we have one API to rule them all.
Wow. We should get a shirt like that. I feel like we should make a shirt that's just like that.
I don't know if that's the right message you want to send. I think it's the bad guys, right?
That's the ring.
The ring, the bad example.
It was a beautiful ring.
I take that back.
But it was a beautiful ring. I loved it.
It was beautiful.
It was precious.
Yes.
So you worked in XAML a lot. Yeah, I've known you for XAML. One of the cool things that Xamarin Forms did is it made XAML accessible across iOS, Android, and Windows. What is this XAML standard thing?
So XAML standard is, we've heard the feedback, especially after the merger of the companies and bringing Xamarin and Xamarin Forms into the Microsoft family, so to speak. You know, we heard the customer feedback about, hey, I have, these angle brackets that I use, boy, they sure kind of feel the same. You know, the common one we like to talk about is stack panel, stack layout. They effectively are the same thing, maybe some minor implementation details, but that's a simple one to pick apart.
Right.
Why can't I just say stack panel in Xamarin Forms or vice versa? You know, it depends on where you're coming from.
Right.
So this is our attempt to address that feedback primarily, but also, perhaps to allow us to innovate on the frameworks themselves and kind of in a unified way. So I like to think about it as like, hey, you speak English and you also speak this English from Britain. They're both English, but kind of not the same. And so this is our first attempt to define a common vocabulary across UI markup that implementers can look at and say, hey, I want to be a part of that story. Mm-hmm. And so it's not, our goal is to define a specification that, we hope to implement in products like UWP and potentially WPF and aspects, and other people can pick up and say, I want to be able to get a part of this shared story as well, and I want my framework to support that in this declarative way, maybe Unity plugins or something like that.
Would it be fair to say that XAML standard is Net Standard is a good analogy to what XAML standard is or should be?
In some ways, Net Standard is about code. Well, XAML standard, it's a resource. It's a description of a UI, right? So there's slightly different pieces. One is a UI description system,
okay.
Right? And it's like, here's what I need on my screen. I'm going to need the song list, the player buttons, the price of the item, the user comments. The user comments are going to be laid out, right? So it describes a UI. Well, the other one is more like from,
file,
navigate the array and multiply by 3 and shove it into the string, right?
That's awesome.
I think another distinction in that aspect, too, is what Miguel alluded to earlier about like UI is almost kind of a platform-dependent thing. So where I see .NET Standard is I, as a library developer, right? Like I can target .NET Standard, mm-hmm. build a DLL, and that DLL will run everywhere kind of concept. And UI, like that's a really hard challenge. I'm going to have a binary that's suddenly going to work on that size screen versus the small screen versus a watch and just is going to constantly know all the right things. So where the big difference is almost, dare I say, like a binary compatibility versus an asset sharing for the developer experience aspect.
Not necessarily the
packaging.
So like for example, with Xamarin Forms, you could have shared UI code, but then when you wanted to be more explicit, you could go into the Android application and then override or augment. Same kind of thing.
And one nice effect of XAML standard right now is that it is a pass-through on UWP. There is no abstraction. It goes raw straight to UWP. So it's very efficient on UWP, right? as implemented with Xamarin Forms, it goes through the abstraction layer that maps it to Android or iOS or the other one. But with DWP, it's lightweight. It's transparent. There's nothing. It's straight. It's connected to the wire, the metal. Yeah. Goes to the CPU, you know.
Did you have to actually do those motions when you're writing the code?
Is some of
It's Windows. I mean, it's like wrenches and screwdrivers.
Yeah. Don't break any of the glass. I'm just saying.
Here's to visualize. How about you?
I love it, man. I'm a very visual person.
Yeah.
Okay, so Miguel, direct question to you. Now is XAML standard and support for Xamarin and UWP. Will there be a XAML plus CS to Angular React JS? Wow.
Well, that is a good question. I mean, nothing prevents us from doing that. I mean, it's a good topic, and Tim sort of alluded to this idea, right? And I think, you know, I don't want to say too much, but I think that we want to get to a place where XAML standard is a way of describing UIs generally. And there is value in thinking about UIs in this way and sharing UIs in this way. And also because you're really dealing with an XML document, you can process this, you can make changes, you can programmatically do certain things. So it is definitely our intention to make XAML standard something that is widely usable in a number of scenarios.
And that's it's kind of cool because you parse.
You know, there's nothing right now. I mean, we're going to show today working on DWP and forms. I think it was shown in the keynote today. But there's work to be done, and there's work to be done in a So it's a world of possibilities. We're doing it in the open. So I think that we welcome work and taking things into new directions, right? So
That's
a good question.
It's a good point.
Next one. When do you think XAML standard will be ready for production? That's everyone always wants to know when this stuff is going to be done.
I can speculate, but you know, we'll take the time to get it right. So I think we're going to take the time to get it right. There's always these events that are important that you want to hit because they're opportunities to talk to developers, right? Windows releases are those, Connect events are those, Build is another one of those. So I think that we'll be ready and we'll prepare for one of these major events.
Are we going to, is there a mechanism for people to give feedback on this kind of work?
There is, yeah. So as we mentioned, is right now it's kind of a specification form. So we have a public GitHub, aka.ms/XAML standard. Where we're kind of following similar to what the .NET team has done of kind of publishing proposals and looking for open commentary and what customers want to get out of that. And also gives us a communication channel to kind of articulate where we believe the challenges are and how we prioritize a roadmap going forward. You know, maybe we can make incremental progress along the way versus, you know, big splashes or things like that too. But yeah, absolutely. On GitHub is kind of where we want to have the conversation, and you know, we anticipate making sure that that's where we do the documentation, maybe have some validation tools and stuff like that. And
awesome.
Yeah.
Next question. So XAML standard, does this mean that system.xaml is coming to net standard?
There's a lot in system.xaml that a lot of people love and use. In fact, the markup compiler in WPF and UWP use that as a base to interact with the DOM, the XAML DOM. That's a big aspect of system.xaml. I don't think, so XAML standard, I should say, you know, our vision is primarily about a UI description language, where system.xaml takes the language specifications. So, you know, in workflow services, XAML is used to describe orchestration in workflow. That is not UI related. It just happens to use the XAML language as an object graph for things like that.
I see.
The priority for XAML standard is focus on UI. So where system.xaml is, there's a Venn overlap there, but system.xaml really is about the language of
It's the code that hydrates the object graph. Right?
So there are some things that we should explore and could consider. You look at things like maybe like markup extensions and things like that. That actually could benefit developers on the UI standpoint. But I wouldn't say as a blanket statement, does that mean this is going to be that? No, I that's not fair for us to say that.
Okay. Next question. Will things like markup extensions and x:bind come to XAML standard?
Yeah, so as I just mentioned, like, you know, markup extensions is, you know, as we talk across looking at UWP and Xamarin today, we look at, you know, where is there a union? What can we, what should we reconcile and things like that? And then there's innovation on top of that. Markup extensions in some form exist in Xamarin, and as far as of the fall creators update, will exist in some form on UWP, and also they exist on Silverlight and WPF, right? So we have kind of there is a union there that we should look at and reconcile. Yeah. We'll take a prioritized approach there.
But I'm looking at some of the questions, and one of the themes that is starting to emerge is, should I wait, for example, or should I try? One thing that is very important to keep in mind is that XAML standard is an asset description. So think about it as, I'm going to make an analogy here. Think of it as a PNG for UI. So we're saying we'll support PNG everywhere, right? So is the question, should I wait? It's like, well, if you need PNGs, yes. But if you need to do an app that needs to do this, or you need to do a photos app that we showed on the keynote, then no, right? So it is an asset sharing format, like a PNG file. It's just like an image, but instead of image, it describes the UI.
Right. Awesome.
So no, don't wait.
Yeah, you shouldn't absolutely wait. If you want to build a great UWP app, you should go build a great UWP app. If you want to build a great iOS app using C# and Xamarin, you should go do that.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Okay. Next, so I'm seeing a lot of these. What is the difference between Xamarin Forms and XAML Standard? How will it benefit?
I think it relates to that, right? Xamarin Forms is an API. You call a method and something happens on the screen. XAML Standard just says, this is a button and it should be placed here and it should have this color. But it's no code, right? It describes a UI. There's no code there. Doesn't handle clicks, doesn't do something on the screen. There's two separate things.
Oh. Almost, and Scott, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the analogy I like. Is .NET Standard 2 is not an implementation. In and of itself is a specification.
It is a specification.
Right.
It's a contract.
.NET Core is an implementation of the standard.
Exactly. The way we think of .NET Standard is it's a contract that implementations of .NET must implement to say they're standard compliant.
Yeah. So we would think about it in
Mono,
the same way.
.NET Framework, .NET Core have to implement the standard to be standard compliant.
Right. Yes.
And that makes sense, because now a lot of the questions is, will XAML Standard work here? Well, I mean, it depends on if someone implements a specification wherever the here is. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Okay. It's like the PNG example, right? Yeah. You want to load the PNG, you got to implement the PNG spec. Right. Same thing.
So what should people be doing now, having this knowledge about XAML Standard? Should anything change?
Like, if they're interested in participating in defining it and growing it with us, we have a place to participate and grow. Otherwise, keep doing what you're doing today.
Awesome.
Build great apps.
So I'm thinking about XAML Standard and looking forward to the future. What advice do you have for people that want to, number one, contribute to this, or how can people that are watching help in the development of XAML Standard? You mentioned some websites, but what do you need?
Well, we have a discussion on GitHub. I think we can get the link out with this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now some questions about, because there were some people that had some questions about the live player.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that now, and then we'll talk a little bit about tomorrow, too.
All right. So the live player is essentially a mechanism for very quickly building your first mobile app, right? We wanted to reduce the time that it takes from you to go to the website and say, you know, I'm going to download Visual Studio to build a mobile app, and it used to take 40 minutes. By the time you did this, you forgot what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
But what we've done is we've made it so from the moment that you're thinking, I'm going to build a mobile app, to the point that you have an app running on your device, from zero on a fresh machine, it's 5 minutes. 5 minutes. So you download Visual Studio, you install Visual Studio, download the app at the same time, file new project, here's your project, pair it with the device, boom, it's running, done. Done. That's the first piece. It supports both Android and iOS. So it's really about onboarding. It's about getting people quickly on the platform, quickly on Visual Studio, immediately get the joy of development, the endorphin kick. And the second piece that we showed on the keynote today is we're introducing this live coding experience, and we showed it today later. As you type, the code is continuously compiled and re-executed on a preview basis. You don't even need to save. You change the code. If the code is valid, it runs. Continuously, nonstop. So, and the player is available for both Android and iOS. And the main driver was, how can we get people delivering solutions in as short as time possible? You go to lunch, and while you're eating your burrito, you'll have everything set up.
Nice. And it's got to be carnitas, man, because those are the best.
Yes, you know exactly. What I'm
saying?
That's
awesome. What other announcements did you think were kind of interesting as we were looking at the whole XAML landscape? Because there were some interesting design things that were shown as well. What did you like the most when we looked at the keynote, but with it had to do with XAML?
I have one. the new design language that is coming out for developers. I like that Microsoft is giving guidance on language design. I have to be honest, and it's a relief for me because I was not a fan of the Windows 8 color scheme and the design. So seeing this new design language take foot, take hold, and get guidance to developers about motion, color, texture, accents, light, to me it was fabulous. Not only because it's good to have the guidance, but also because they're leading with the example. They're showing this is how your app needs to look like. I think it's a defining moment for Windows in terms of defining a new user interface, and it's a glorious user interface.
Do you like it?
Well, I've never been a fan of the super uber flat stuff that has been a fad for the last 3 years. So, and also now you understand, and I love the old super texture stuff in the past, but now it looks icky. So I like this fresh, very clean, but textured design. Well, it comes alive, right? So to me, that is my favorite part: the guidance, the settings, and showing a path for developers. This is how you do it. I think it's going to create great, beautiful applications.
So no more of the fake leather on your applications. You don't.
Well, it's none of that. But I mean, the flat. I've never been a fan of the super flat. And we're getting these other elements that make for what I think it's glorious UI. It's really, really nice, and it's showing. I didn't know that this was happening. I really like the work that the Windows team has done in this space. So. That's my
nice.
My take.
Nice. What about you? What were some things that were exciting for you?
I really, similar to the point of like things you don't know about, I really liked some of the artificial intelligence stuff and some of the cognitive services things. You know, our team has been working on trying to integrate some of that in some other tools and aspect, but seeing some of those come to life is that's impressive to me. When the machines get smarter than you, you know, it's like, okay, look out. But
well, that photos demo.
Yeah.
Right. The story
that was amazing, and then that. That video, did you see that video thing that they did where she overlaid like a meteor over the soccer ball they were kicking? Oh my gosh.
Well, I am a parent, and I have to say that it talks directly to the core of your brain, right? And it's like,
I need to be
this.
Recording
I'm
more
an I'm a photo junkie. I have every picture of my kids and videos, and I mean, it is fantastic. It's a beautiful.
I will have to say, the funny thing about seeing that demo now is now I understand all the people that have been running around campus with their cameras filming each other, and everyone's been trying to like do that testing.
Oh,
like, what are these idiots?
Oh.
Now I know.
Okay, so
and it's built with Xamarin, the iOS client. And
what's that?
The clients on phones are built with Xamarin.
The Remix iOS app is Xamarin.
Yeah. Wow, look at you making a difference, Miguel. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Good
yes.
for you.
Thank
so here's some more questions. They're all similar, and they'll probably answer them the same way because it feels like it's the same thing is coming up. Will XAML standard work on Linux and Macs too in the future? What kind of data binding will XAML standard support? Again, to reiterate, it's like a PNG.
It's like a PNG, so the answer is yes.
There you go. Next one, will Windows XAML features for building responsive apps like Visual State Manager come to Xamarin Forms, XAML, macOS, Linux, and et cetera?
I believe we're evaluating those components, and I think the plan is to do it. I don't know the right schedule. I know we have somewhere in the road. I owe you that full answer. I believe we're doing it, but I owe a full answer.
Nice. Has there been any word on net standard support for Mono and Unity?
Yes. We do have an answer. .NET standard support is available today on preview, all 1 through the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 1.6, and the 2.0 is in preview.
Okay.
Because it's not officially released, but you can use it, you can select it, you have a template on Visual Studio for Mac, on MonoDevelop and Visual Studio, so you can get it done. And also, we are working very closely with our friends at Unity. We have a great collaboration with them, and we're helping them upgrade the runtime on Unity. So Net Standard is coming to Unity. So essentially, we're going to have, it's going to be a glorious space to target. It's going to be glorious.
Net Standard everywhere.
Yeah.
So we have 60 seconds left. Scott, why is it a great time to be a .NET developer today?
Because you can build any type of app or any type of platform on .NET.
And I told you 60 seconds, man.
So I'm sorry.
That's all there is. You can build any platform. Now it's
and cool. even better. Now we have an IDE on every platform as well. We have an IDE for Mac. We have an IDE for Windows. We have great command line tools, VS Code. So I mean, we have. You can run .NET everywhere, and you can build it everywhere. I mean, what?
Awesome.
What else can you say?
Well, that's amazing. Thanks so much for spending some time with us to talk about XAML Standard. It's a lot clearer to me. I love the analogies you made with the PNG. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks so much for watching. Again, coming up, we have Mark Rusinovich at 2 p.m. to talk about whatever he wants to talk about. It's going to be open mic for him. Make sure you have your questions. And then we have a session coming up right after this. So we'll see you in about an hour.